So when parents say become a doctor, become a lawyer, become an engineer, do you think that advice is outdated? Or do you think it still serves a lot of purpose?
You're like, guys, you know what? I want to be an artist. I want to paint for a living. And then your parents look at you and laugh and then start recommending other jobs to you. Like, don't you guys believe in me? You raised me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? How do we respect our parents' wisdom without letting them dictate our entire lives? You know, your parents can tell you move in this direction and you feel that direction is wrong. How would you communicate to your parents? Is it possible to honor their values while still living your own truth?
So me, I'm black, so everything must be based on money. So
our parents give us advice shaped by a very different world. One where stability was everything and choices were limited. Today, things have changed. New careers, new ways of making money, new relationship norms. So the big question is, how much of their wisdom still applies to our lives today? XS Shafir Ahuzu, welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated. Today we're talking about something that's a bit sensitive. Should we still be listening to our parents' advice? I think as someone who's in the creative space, I find myself constantly challenging my parents on what success looks like. And the part that I should be taking. So today we're going to unpack all of that. I have a ton of questions posed to Lebo, which he will then pose back to me. If you guys are new to Seated, guys, we are a wellness podcast. We believe in having uncomfortable conversations in a lighthearted manner. Very passionate about men's wellness. Overall, people's wellness. It's funny because we focus on men and we are guys, but the audience is 80%
women.
But on top of that, I think we have 45% of you guys watching and subscribed. Yeah. And the 55 are just coming by, which I think is a bit is a bit silly. So if you guys can please subscribe, we'd appreciate it. But yeah, I go by the name of Tato Rampedi, and this is...
Hi guys, I'm Lebo Rampedi.
Yeah, yes. Bro, and we are Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampedi.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's get into the episode.
Yeah, super excited about this one here. This one's... Because the answer is yes. You should always listen to your parents.
That's what you believe.
Yeah, I do. But like, okay. It's about when. I think that's the real question.
Yeah, I like to challenge you because I have a different opinion on that.
Yeah.
So I think today, prepare to be challenged. But guys, if you don't know, the format of Seated is very, very simple. We go into the how were you, and then we go into Rataritaba, which basically means you guys like things or you guys like news. Mm-hmm. And then we go into the subject matter. We always say there's a game, but we never play any games.
We used to play, what is it called? Top 5.
Yeah, Top 5. Yeah, we'll play top 5 at the end. I think we'll add that in for this episode. And if you guys haven't seen yet, we're having a bowling night. When this comes out, it should be the next week. Ne? The bowling night. So having a bowling night, it's going to be a banger. So pull through. It's on Tuesday where bowling is half price. So I think bowling is like 85 Rand. Usually, yeah. So that day it'll be 47. So all you have to do is send the company 50 Rand. And then it's like literally like 7 Rand extra.
Yeah.
And then we are going to bowl together. There is a capacity because there's only so many bowling alleys. But it's going to be a time. So if you're going to pull through, chill with me, Lebo. I'm pretty sure ASM's going to be there too. It's going to be a vibe. So. Yeah.
You've put in the work, but it's finally time to celebrate, and it's with Nedbank YX25, baby, on the 4th of October at Constitutional Hill.
If you guys don't know what Lebo's talking about, we have been promoting an amazing initiative where you guys could apply and launch your business with Nedbank because they're giving away crazy prizes up to 200,000. But of course, now, 4th of October, Constitutional Hill, we're doing it different with...
That's not all, guys. We're going to be grooving the whole night. That's right. With DJ Maporisa and Nessie and so much more.
Yeah, guys. It's going to be the time of your life. So use the link on our Instagram bio at Seated With, or use the description link.
Yeah.
That's in the description. Ruby, put it in the description. Because we're going to be there. And we've got an amazing announcement, guys. We are going to be doing the podcast live that day.
Oh,
so
my.
Please be there. It's going to be a time. Seated, Nedbank. Let's have a good time and see who's going to be crowned the winner.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
Terms and conditions apply. See you guys.
Sure.
I'm trying to look for this post that I posted. It has everything to do with this topic. Okay, yeah, cool. I got it. Now you can start the podcast.
Okay. So, so let's go into...
How are you?
I'm great, man. I feel like I feel so blessed, dog. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Even I think I was at Tabang like yesterday or the day before. Also in the studio, we got Tabang. He's shooting us. Shout out to Tabang. Hey. We got Ruby, social media manager.
Ooh.
We got Kenny editing in-house, of course. so it's got the whole team inside of the building except for Mbali.
Yeah.
She's on leave, so our prayers are with you. God bless you. But I've been feeling quite blessed. I feel like...
Tell us about it. Break it down for us.
Opportunities are coming.
Okay.
In all directions. And one of my biggest prayer points, which was inspired by Casper's prayer point at his home cell, was give me a hit.
Mm.
Right? So I've been praying for God to give me things that are overwhelmingly good.
Mm.
Things that I might not be ready for, but I told him that, like, if you just give it to me, OG, I'm gonna fight my way through.
Mm.
Like, I've basically said, I know you're trying to grow me, make me learn certain traits before you give me true success, but I'm like, dude, challenge me.
Like, it's time.
Like, it's time, challenge me. And I feel like he's been doing that in all directions, in my personal brand,
yeah,
in Seated, in the company, in our IMA. We've been in really cool spaces. So yesterday I went to the YouTube Works Award. It's basically an award ceremony for the companies that actually create the ads on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right. So you had your MTNs, your Vodacom, your Car Tracker, you had your We Buy Cars, pretty much everyone. And there was like a whole award ceremony. So I was around all of the marketing execs.
Yeah.
So I was allowed to go and shake hands and say, hey, my name is Tata Dombedi. I've got an IMA. This is what I do. Can I get your number? Can I get your email? So it really helped me for like the sales part of the company. Yeah. And I think I was invited by my YouTube partner manager for that reason, because she knows what my goals are, you know? So that's been a blessing. I also have like a whole lot of different, unique clients that are coming through. The whole team was like, crazy, like this client might actually save our lives. So we're really, really hoping that all of that goes well. We're basically doing what we do for influencers, for Seated, for a specific person of influence.
Yeah.
And we're just praying that we can really elevate his brand and show him our value. You know, we're trying to give him everything at a fast turnaround time. I think that's one of the biggest thing you can do when you get an opportunity of a lifetime, is that you need to take advantage of that opportunity of a lifetime during the lifetime of that opportunity, you know? So things have been going good, like a lot of promises in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that they come through, because I think it's time for Rampedi Media to become Rampedi Media, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I was also like on the way here, I was busy praying and saying, oh my gosh, like Lord, romantically, I'm so happy. Yeah. Family-wise, I speak to my dad more often. Lebo and I see him all the time. Even when I speak to you, I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, same.
You know what
same,
I'm saying? It's like it's been a while. So I just feel so blessed when it comes to like relationship, family, business, friendship. Yeah. You know, we've been so disciplined. We've been doing a 90-day challenge. I think one day, maybe we're
this. I'm in my fifth week. I know I'm in my fifth week.
Yeah, no, I think we're in our sixth week.
Sixth week.
Yeah,
actually.
So we're nearing day 40. Yeah, it's 11 now. 40 something. Yeah. And we've been good. So I just feel blessed.
Yeah.
I feel good, and I'm hoping that the blessings can keep raining. And that we can keep just doing amazing things, you know?
Yeah.
I want to redefine the excellence line that we have in our minds.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I was actually having that conversation with Khonse recently, man. I was like, you know, I was like, there's a small population of men out there that are men.
Yeah.
Majority are boys. And I was asking him, like, you know, every man, and there comes a time in his life where he has to say to himself, you're going to be a man, you're going to be a boy. Like, you just have to decide one of the either. You can't be both.
Yeah.
You can try to be both, but it just flops both the lives up. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But, oh, sorry. I'm not done. I was just thinking about what you
said. I was done.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How am I? I'm fine, man. I'm okay. I'm just trying to get back in my creative bag. I'm trying to be more creative, post more TikToks, post more jokes again. So, that's been going, like, relatively well. It's only been, like, 2-3 days, but it's been, like, relatively
every time, I'm in the studio, Tavang will be like, ah, ka, ka. Then I'm like, what's up?
That's my guy.
Like, yo, crazy.
First three comments. That's my guy.
So I know that you're posting because Tavang is reacting
in
lifetime.
Bro, I'm trying, bro. I'm trying to be funny again, bro. Like, I'm trying to be hilarious again. But I think that I've just been very grateful because God allowed me the finances to just, like, step away from being creative and just, like, figure out how to, like, build myself up to be more confident, less what and stuff like that. And getting to being able to just work out alone, like consecutively, has been a big blessing in my life. I have never been able to do this.
Yeah,
like,
you've only been in a gym season once.
Yeah, in my life once.
And like, it was your first year.
In my first year, and that was when like Bruce would knock on my door 7 a.m. to be like, let's go gym every morning. It wasn't even a thing of like I wanted to.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I see myself going to gym, coming back, being more healthy, working, being like, no, let me actually like put in the graft.
I'm seeing your veins are coming out.
Let me tap in. Like,
I'm
let me tap
seeing
in.
Your veins coming out.
Yeah,
like looking fuller.
I'm trying to tap in. I'm trying to like be healthy. But it's not only based on being healthy. It's based on being a better man. It's based on being like better disciplined. It's based on like wanting a better life for myself. Like, these are the, I want people to understand, these are the ingredients.
Yeah.
that I'm trying to make my perfect life slushy out of. You know what I'm saying? Okay, these are the ingredients. It's not what I, it's not like my main focus. It's like, these are things that I'm slowly putting into my blender that's going to make me the man I want to become.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Type shit. So just trying to focus on more things to put into my cup. The next thing obviously is like my work ethic. I'm trying to fix that as well. I'm trying to like work certain hours between certain hours. Ever since I spoke to Nino, shout out Nino from Gareth's tattoo store.
Gareth's tattoo Circle of Igali.
Circle of Igali, yeah. Sorry, I forgot the name. Yeah,
if you guys want a tattoo, there's someone where our studio is based. It's called Circle of Igali.
Yeah.
There's amazing tattoo artists, Gareth and Nino.
Yeah.
We'll put the details in the description. Yeah. If you're gonna get a tattoo, if you get a tattoo and you text them, just say you're sent by Seated.
Yeah.
We were having
a conversation outside and he was like, it was Saturday and we were shooting as Majita, but they were also doing tattoos and stuff, you know. And I was just like, I made a joke. I was like, yo, yesterday I saw you smoking heavily, living life. You don't have to work on the weekends anymore. You're making money. Then he just laughed. He's like, actually, today I had a client. He canceled on me and I was supposed to be at home, right? And I was supposed to just be laying on my ass smoking heavily again. But some guy came to get a tattoo. His friend wanted a tattoo. So that gave me work. And then another guy came and was like, yo, I didn't book, but can I get a tattoo? That was work again. And he's like, it's so important for you to be at work during your work hours, because those are when the opportunities come along.
Mm.
Abu Witi, it's not going to come when you want it, when it's convenient for you. Yeah. Opportunities come when you are ready for the opportunity, as you always say.
Yeah.
So like now I've had this whole mentality of opportunities like green light, yellow light, and red light. So when I'm in my red light, that's 7 p.m. onwards, I'm no work. You know, just complete brain rotting, being a human, you know, chilling with my partner, like doing nothing else, like no other thoughts, no business, nothing.
Yeah.
Before that, between 7 and like 3 p.m. is my yellow light. It's like, yo, this is your cool down period. Please send everything that you need to do throughout the day. And then before that is my green light between 7 and the 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And that includes gymming, eating, because that's the most hectic time. Like, you have to do everything. You have to wash yourself, clean, wada wada.
Yeah.
It's low-key the most hectic time in your day, if you deep it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I'm just trying to have that mentality every single day, like red. Now, you're on green. The moment I wake up, you're green. You're not yellow. You're not red. You're green. You have to work, you know? So, yeah, that's the type of mentality I'm trying to have, man.
That's
so
powerful. I think
that's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
That's powerful. That's nice. That's a nice update.
Yeah. So, I'm very happy. I'm very happy, too. We're very blessed. I think all of my friends, I can say out loud, are very blessed. Some we were leaving behind. Some we were leaving behind around July, but they're pushing through. They're even getting skincare routines. And so, you know, we're very blessed as a group. And I, honest to God, just pray for more success, more wellness. More than anything, more than success, more wellness in my friendship group. Yeah, definitely, bro. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I am. Let's get into it, man.
We receive your prayers. Welcome to Le Rata Dita.
Yeah.
But what's been happening lately? iPhone dropped. Like iPhone a new 17. iPhone 17 yesterday. That was really, really exciting.
They
dropped these new AirPods too. Same price as the
previous
AirPods.
I didn't know the AirPods.
They dropped a new AirPods. So with these AirPods, I think Samsung or Hisense has this feature. But basically, if you are speaking to me in French and I'm wearing the AirPods, the AirPod will translate.
No, man.
And speak.
You're saying that you're telling me Zulu men will finally be able to date vendor girls.
Yeah.
Oh, my days.
That means we can go to Italy. All we have to say is ciao.
No.
Yes, continue.
I can't wait to, like, you mean like when a lady says, Sawubona, unjani, I can be like,
Siri will be saying, hello.
Hello, hi. Okay, that's nice, man.
So I think I'm excited for that one. I lost my AirPods. When those come out, I'm going to definitely buy them. I think I'll do a tech review.
Yeah, they're also releasing, this is peak capitalism. Very creative, though, because we've been saying this joke for years that, like, one day iPhone's going to sell us our own battery packs. And now they've released an iPhone Air, but iPhone Air, I think, has 36 hours on video time for battery life, right? And what they're doing now is that they're selling a battery pack that you can attach to make it like a full iPhone.
Reducing our battery.
Yeah, so now they sell the battery pack as a gadget. So guys, now you're going to be able to buy, but it's like a power bank.
Yeah.
It's like a power bank, to be fair. To be fair, it's like a power bank. But now, technically speaking, you're going to buy an iPhone and then buy the rest of the iPhone, which is the battery pack, and put it together now.
I think it might be, I think one thing that excites me is like, I want to do a study on the type of consumer that drives the culture of like something like this. So for example, we've been seeing Apple always bringing new things.
Yeah.
But then they're directing it to a type of consumer that will have to
buy it. You would love behavioral economics.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So I'm so curious, like who, like how do they look? Because if you can master that, those are the people that can buy anything. I can say I've got a new toilet paper, but then with this one, it helps you count how many blocks to use.
Yeah.
Then when you pass 5 blocks, it goes do 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 do.
Dude, you'll find the most. I remember I did behavioral economics for like one semester.
Yeah.
And you'll find out the craziest things about people. These people are doing like real life studies about like why they purchase things, why they vote for parties, why they all these things.
Yeah.
Like they can literally predict, okay, if we had to give everyone in the economy 1 million rand, what's going to happen the next day?
Serious.
You know? So this is something for you on an educational level.
Yeah.
I think because you're saying that you.
Yeah.
Because it's also heavily tied of sales.
Yeah.
You know, they do it for political reasons like voting, like wada parties and wada and economy and expenditure and wada. But it'd be nice to just know for sales as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, we've been seeing a whole lot of new podcasts come out. I can't remember the name, but I know Lucy dropped the podcast. So, Lucy, welcome to the podcasting community.
It was Lucy and Lucy and
I don't know the other babes. Yeah, but then I know Lucy.
Shout out to them. Though.
Shout out to them. That's really dope. I think it's nice that we have more podcasts coming out. Yeah. It'll bring us
more female podcasts too, bro. Like we're doing more female now.
Where do you see male podcasts?
We had abundance of male. It was Mac G, Az, Tatito,
the top dogs.
Like top, like I'm saying, like like
even BW.
When I say top dogs, guys, by the way, I say more than 10, like more than 1,000 views per episode. Because podcasting is very hard in SA.
It is. Also, shout out to, because we said so, I watched the video for the first time by Zama and ZX. Fire.
We should definitely do an episode with them here. Yeah, I'd love to do an episode with
them. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Like a dope episode.
Yeah. And then, man, what I've been watching in terms of, you know, this segment, bro, I started Game of Thrones last week from the beginning again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having the time of my life.
I tried to do that. What episode are you on?
9.
I was on like 3. I stopped at like 3 because I couldn't.
See, with me, when I watch things, like my memory, once it's done, the season, I go to season 2, season 1 is removed.
Yeah.
So I was watching with CK and she was just there, like, I know what's going to happen. But she's watching with me. But I'm there, like, what? I'm like, yo. She's like, dude, haven't you watched this? And I'm like, I have, but I forgot. I'm like, yo, Khaleesi.
It's still so interesting.
Yeah.
Because you can also, you also absorb much more of the lore, I think, on a second watch. That's why I really enjoy second watches.
Also, I think the more of those shows you watch, the more you understand the era and the behavior. Like, if I had to go watch Khan of Khans, I don't know what it's called, but if I had to watch the Khan series for the first time,
I forgot what I said.
It would be confusing.
Yes, yeah.
But if you, because I've watched Game of Thrones, because I've watched Vikings. Because
you play Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah. I've done all these things. When I go back and watch GOT, it's like, damn, banger, banger, banger.
Yeah. You understand why royalty is how they are.
Yeah.
It's not, whereas if you're not exposed to shows of medieval times and like royalty practices, you watch a Game of Thrones, you see someone order to cut someone's head off, you're like, but in reality, it's like, this is a norm.
This is a
in
norm.
That culture, in that in that time, this is a norm. Dude, he's royalty.
Yeah.
It's how you'd die.
Even teaches you how to even teaches you how to like build loyalty, trust, shows you the power of like vengeance, the power of like having pride in yourself, how to build pride for people within your company, business, life. It's crazy. What have you been watching? I saw you and Khonza have been posting some anime.
Yeah, we watch anime and stuff, bro. Like, we're actually gonna go watch a movie together tomorrow. It's for Demon Slayer. They dropped a movie. It's tomorrow.
Yeah,
we've been watching. I think me and him have been watching that anime for like 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So, but what else have I been watching that's been very interesting? I'm trying to think, man. Not really anything, hey. I've been watching Shaka Ilembe, guys. Like, I watch Shaka Ilembe all
season
the time.
Season
season two now. It's phenomenal, man. Like the acting, the writing.
So where are you watching? Because I want to watch.
I've got DSTV.
So you watch it as it comes out?
No. I hadn't watched it, so I was already watching season one. I didn't know.
Are you watching season two?
Season two, I get it. They preloaded it onto the thing now.
Also on catch up or something.
It's done now.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Yeah, so it's done.
I think I'm watching Game of Thrones. Then I'll watch season one again. Shaka Ilembe. Then I'll watch season two.
And again, you must understand, this thing is the same practice. It's still royalty. It's still...
I love shows like that.
I love shows where you see a person come from nothing, build a team.
Vikings.
Whether it be like an army, become the Khrutmans of that village.
Yeah.
But what, I also like how long it takes because it's so realistic, bro.
Yeah.
It's realistic, but
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the podcast, man. Yeah. I think that's a nice update to what's been happening. So, Lebo, do you think our parents really understand the world we're living in now? Or they're just giving advice based off of their fears?
I think they fully 100% understand the world that we're living in now. 100%.
I don't think so.
I say that because they're still active in this world. It would be different if like both my parents were retired at this age. Then I think I'd be having a different sentiment to...
I think maybe they understand that TikTok exists, YouTube exists, yeah. There's a creator economy,
yeah.
There's marketing, but I don't think they understand the value of it.
Yeah.
I don't think they understand how much money you can make in it.
Yes, yeah.
I don't think they understand how to succeed in it, how to excel in it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's take a look. You can even remove it from content creation. A lawyer. Let's just go to a lawyer. No, let's even do the best example, an accountant.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was maybe a shortage of black accountants, right? So the job of an accountant become what? Exclusive, you know, basic economics.
Yeah.
Scarcity becomes more in demand.
You get paid more.
Now, every third black person you meet. Boss,
Vits, UP, the University of Orchestrated Law.
Now the bar is you have to have your articles now.
Yeah.
And then that's the high demand.
You become a specialist.
That's become specialist now. That becomes the, so now our parents are still moving with the concept that our jobs and stuff are still in scarcity when everything that every job is in surplus now.
Yeah.
So that is the huge difference. You know, I watched a video recently of this guy and he was doing an analysis and he was basically saying that Gen Z, which is the, you know, I don't want to say the age group.
Our parents before.
Let's just say let's say everyone be below the age of 30, because that's basically the estimate, right?
Okay.
Everyone be age. We've now have everyone below the age of 30.
So Gen Z's
at risk of not being able to afford the current property market. Do you understand how crazy that is, guys? So.
I mean, I work really hard and I don't have any property, man.
Hey, brother. And we see and we see people in America like 22, 23 buying houses.
Yeah.
And it's become a thing even in South Africa that like if you're capable of buying a home, you are rich.
Yeah.
You're wealthy.
You're risk averse because I see people that are like
credit scores and
people can be in their mid 20s buying an apartment, buy one bedroom, but then it's a 30-year.
Yeah. But one, they know that they're
not normal, but
they're risk averse. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, but that person is risk averse. They're never going to go to Japan. They're going to keep the same job for 30 years. They're never going to say, I want to be an artist and quit their job. Like, they know. I'm saying the system knows they can control that person. We have too many people, which is why I wanted to get this post. Sorry. Oh, and now it's gone. My God, I wish I screenshot it. But anyways, it said that people are moving to Korean minimalism, right? Okay. And that basically explains that like people want to do the least amount of work, obviously, for the most amount of money.
Shout out to AI.
Shout out to dropshipping. Shout out to Forex. Shout out to... no, for real. Like, that's the trend with Gen Z.
Can I quickly ask...
Go ahead.
So, you know...
While I look for this...
Back in the day, we used to have people that sold books.
Yeah.
Like, being an author was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
What do you think the new author is? I have to answer.
Being a new author, like selling books?
It's the guys that are selling the sales courses.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the new book.
That's the new book for people our age, I guess. Wow, that's actually very true.
That's a new way to build a product. Because before, it's okay, cool, you're an amazing lawyer, you're an amazing entrepreneur, you want to productize. Dude, become an author. Best-selling author, you partner up with the publishing company.
Yeah.
Now, people are just using videos and e-books,
yeah.
And then they are literally just dropping sales courses.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to productize. But as you look, or you found it?
I found it. So the data behind the shift of a new... So let me read it out loud. So what is the career minimalism, a new mindset, training the traditional corporate ladder for a flexible lily pad career. So in a nutshell, your job is what you do, not who you are anymore. Like that's where they're moving to. A job that provides stability, but passion and ambition are still pursued outside of it. Mm. So what's the data behind this? For Gen Z, a job primarily means a means of financial stability. So back in the day, your job was who you are. Hey, asu e tichara. This is a teacher, by the way. This is a teacher in the community. Yeah. He's a big dog. He's a teacher. I saw a lawyer. Now, we don't give a damn, bro. You could be Tato, who's a content creator.
Yeah.
And Tabiso, who works at PSG. If both of them are driving a Mercedes, we see you. We no longer look at your job as your, like, And we see what you have, the things that you pursue outside of it. You know what
Even
I mean?
From a government perspective, I think it's also in the private sector. Have you seen how, I mean, how glorified being in a managerial position is?
Yes.
Like, I know my mom has worked in different spaces. And she would always refer to, like, her managers in such a respectful, professional way. Like, she'd say, like, dude, my manager, I could never ask, talk to my manager about, like, my personal life. Like, I have to call her, like,
Miss. GM me.
Yeah, GM. I have to call her, like, you know, Miss what, or
ma'am.
Or the Secretary General of what, you know what I'm saying? Us in the creative space, chief, we all see each other as equals. So I think what I'm saying plays to your point.
Mm.
So before, your character would be defined by who you are at work. Because also you'd be glorified so much at work when you would elevate your position at work. Now, because that culture is slowly decreasing, I'm seeing why the Gen Zs will want to find glorification or happiness in other mediums.
Yeah.
Like through being a paddle specialist or paddle, you know what I'm saying? You've seen people playing paddle, the run clubs, community outside of work.
Yeah, but I want to read one more thing also, because we're also seeing the rise of the side hustles, right? So it says that 57% of Gen Zs these days at least have one side hustle compared to most other generations.
Yeah.
But we're also seeing that there is a certain level of gaps in this that's happening. So there's a lot of leadership gaps in Gen Z. There's also a lot of relevancy gaps, the things that they're investing into, are they relevant? And there's also the challenges of workplaces and, the traditional mediums of offices and what, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's just such a very interesting.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting.
Interesting thing to add to this conversation.
You must send me that. Yeah. But yeah, man, I think our parents don't fully get our careers, but they do understand human nature. Né? So I think their advice is based off of fear. Because they can only advise us based off what they know.
Mm.
So if they don't understand the creator economy, if they don't understand, like, you know, side hustle culture, if they don't understand drop shipping, e-commerce, how can they advise you? They know from back in the day, as they did, to be different from their peers. You focus in high school, you get good marks, you go to university, you get your honors, you get your masters, then you go into the private or you go into the public sector.
Yeah.
Then from there, you climb the corporate ladder. And then from there, you can have a name for yourself.
Mm.
Back then, I mean, back then, it used to be nice. I mean, you climb the corporate ladder, you work 3 years, then boom, company car.
Then you're done, yeah.
Then boom, housing allowance. You know what I'm saying? Boom, medical aid allowance. Now, my man, if you're in the entrepreneurial space, you have to give yourself those things.
Yeah.
Like, where am I going to request the housing allowance from Metro Bay Media?
Also, purchasing power, man. You know, you can be very knowledgeable about your era.
Yeah.
Because your money at that time had a large purchasing power. Like, you could buy more. A clipper could buy eggs for the whole family, juice, bread.
And this is someone that has an economics degree.
No, I'm just saying, it's an opinion.
But it's coming from a
But it's coming from a thing. Like, I'm just
also, of knowledge.
Yeah. And then you compare it to now, 100 rand is what, Jens? Like, you cannot, you know, there's certain advice, I understand. Like, you've been through the corporate ladder. Work is punk, guys. How you get promoted in the past 100 years has not changed to now. Maybe the incentives and maybe
work
the objectives have changed. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, you have to understand, this was a person maybe earning 15,000 rand in the previous, and was able to afford a house, a car, and have a family. Whereas now, you know, it's a completely different story. And they're giving you advice on your purchasing power, which is way less. But they've already reached a certain managerial position. Mm. So you must understand, he hasn't lost his purchasing power because his money is still there. But they're giving you advice away. Now someone's going to enter a new market they've never touched, as you're saying.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So that's also where the gap also comes from, the miscommunication comes from.
So when parents say, become a doctor, become a lawyer, become an engineer, do you think that advice is outdated, or do you think it still serves a lot of purpose?
I think when you're in a third world country or a second world country, the first thing you want to do is fix the country. So you say, we need more doctors, engineers. You do the job that fix the country.
Yeah.
So that's the medicine, the teaching, the infrastructure. So that's engineers, accountants, but now we're more leading towards specialty jobs like IT, computer science, anything that has to do with AI, anything that has to do with machining, computer learning, machine learning. You know, like, those are the jobs that you special. These are the advice we're going to give our kids. And then they're going to have IA. Eh? And then they're going to be saying, pa, no one's a computer scientist anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's the gap. You know what I mean? Because we're seeing what's popular now. Just as they saw when the economy was rising, what's popular then. And they saw in their time, oh, Dr. Asue is rising loud. Yeah. Accountant Asue is rising. He's rising. But I don't think that... I mean, I know people that work in government hospitals now, Chief, that did medicine.
Yeah, and I agree. I think if I followed their blueprint,
yeah,
Rambedi Media wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I think their blueprint comes from love, but I genuinely feel like it's what you were saying. They're trying to make us follow their direction and what fuels and feeds the greater economy. Mm. So then if I had to challenge you and say, answer the question, would you say that it's good for them to say become an engineer, doctor, what? And think about the general public. Think about like 1 million people.
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was like a joke. Because I was thinking to myself like, you know what? It's actually very hurtful as a child to just go to your parents and have the confidence and the courage actually to be like, guys, you know what? I want to be an artist. I want to paint for a living. And then your parents look at you and laugh and then start recommending other jobs to you. Like, don't you guys believe in me? You raised me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing I was thinking about like now. It's actually so crazy that like we can raise someone and not believe in them.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's insane? Yeah. Like your child can have raised this person for 18 years, seen what they're capable of. And then they tell you that they have a dream that they thought of by themselves. That they, and keep in mind, when a child dreams, they think of their strengths.
Yeah.
They're not thinking of, that's why I wanted to be an actor. I was thinking of my strengths at the time. You know what I mean? That's why you wanted to be a pilot. I don't know what strength you were thinking of. Maybe you were using Waze on the weekend. You didn't know. You use Waze faster than us. You know, I don't know what makes someone say, maybe I can become a pilot. But I'm saying, child identifies their strengths.
Yeah.
So it's actually low-key really messed up that a parent can look at you and say, no, man, actually become a doctor. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, the older we get, we start seeing that our parents have been pushing a similar conversation. Before, the conversation wasn't spoken to us for, you know, the longest time. But now we constantly hear like, yo, when am I getting grandkids? Like, when are you going to get married? And I'm seeing that the biggest milestone that parents have for their children is marriage. Yeah. Do you think someone can live successfully without a spouse?
Yes. 100% yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me go back into your statement. Because what you're saying is very layered.
Yes, my answer is no, but I'm curious as to...
But what you're saying is very layered. Because you started off by saying like, we want children and stuff.
Yeah.
You must also understand, your parents, there's a certain point they've lived for so long, they even stop caring about money. I promise you, there's a point where they live so long, they even stop caring about monetary things such as money, home.
Yes, yes, okay.
They just look at you and say, you know what? We want another version of you because, like, I have nothing left. Like, I want just something new, fresh.
Yeah.
They don't care what school that thing is going to go to. They don't care what Pampers, what brand they're going to wear. They don't care what. They just want more family because they want something new. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay. So you're saying
I'm going from there.
So you're saying parents are asking us to have kids and stuff for their own personal gains.
Yes.
So you don't think your mom's thinking, okay, Shem, you know, if Lebo had a wife, he'd be happier every day at home. He'd have someone to take care of.
If I had a puppy, I'd also be happier every day. What's that parrot? A parrot, I'd have also be happier every day. If I had an owl, I'd be happier every day. What's your point, Chief? I'm trying to tell you, they want those things because they want to be able to say, no, my daughter-in-law, my grandchild got... They want to repeat life again and do it right, by the way.
Yeah.
And do it right. Because you must understand, when you get to your grandfather age, I've now raised the brew. And there's certain things I obviously won't like about that brew. Certain things I love to death about that brew.
Yeah.
But if that brew could have a child, man, couldn't I get it right? Like, couldn't I get it like 100% right this time? Mm. You know what I mean? Show love, show affection, be more understanding of what this person is, the emotional intelligence, wada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You get to love your child again.
Yeah. Real. I also think back then, like, a successful relationship, marriage was deemed as success.
Yes.
Right? And yes. I think our generation, they're like, papa, success is success, my
money
man.
Money is money.
Like, respect is respect. Having sustainability in your career is what success looks like.
Yeah.
Which is why I've seen, like, with my social circle, like, nobody has plans to get married. Nobody's considering all these things besides, like, certain individuals, you know? So I think, I can see where our parents are coming from. I believe my parents want me to get married because they think that a wife would be good for me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for their own personal
game. I was talking about the grandkids. The wife is a different story. Everyone, yeah. I believe people, my personal opinion is people need partnership.
Yeah.
That's just me as a Catholic.
As a
Christian. Excuse me,
Did you become a Catholic, Jew?
So, as a Christian, I'm not Catholic, guys. As a Christian,
yeah.
I just believe everyone deserves
marriage,
partnership of some sort.
Yeah, but Vela, I was speaking from, again, this whole thing is about like our parents' advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I think the advice of starting families is good because I think, and I'm not old enough to say, but I feel like as you go through life, you will see that, okay, cool, you can chase the career, you can chase the fun, you can chase building, you can chase all these things, but ultimately what matters is your happiness.
Yeah.
Right? And we all have natural, you know, things that we yearn for.
Yeah.
Like, I yearn for a shower. I yearn for sleep.
Yeah.
I yearn for love. I yearn for sex. I yearn for laughter. Do you get what I'm saying? And I feel like a romantic partner and kids can give me those things at the purest form.
Yeah, but you must also...
To my assumptions. I've never tasted children.
But this
children.
Is... It's also man science. Mm. I can show you a different version of it. For example, let's say you are chilling with... You're chilling with your friends, man. Yeah. This is a good example. And maybe we're chilling with our homegirls, right?
Yeah. Just
chilling with our homegirls. What's going to happen? We're going to buy flying fish, maybe brutal fruit, whatever. But let's Mikali walk in. What's going to happen? The man now craves more for himself. He'll now drink Hennessy. He will drink Jameson in front of Mikali.
Yeah.
To drink a flying fish in front of Mikali is not self-love now. It's actually hate. You hate yourself for drinking. I'm trying to show you that sometimes women can make you want more for yourself also.
Mm.
You understand? It's just a simple thing. You'll be in a relationship and you're forming love for this person as time goes on. And one day you're going to wake up next to them and say, you know, even though you're living a perfect life, maybe you've got a 3-bedroom, you've got a polo downstairs, you're living a perfect life. But now when you look at this woman, you're like, wow, I really need to get a house. Eh?
Mm.
I need to get a house. You don't even want a house as a person. Mm. But the person that has now entered your life has made you want more for yourself.
Yeah.
That's the love that she's also exuberating onto you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
And that's a good thing, no?
Yeah. So that's why I also believe a spouse is a good thing.
It is a good thing, but it can also be looked at as a bad thing.
Yeah, lacking of self-love and whatnot.
Because it's like, how come you only want to perform and receive success when there's someone who you're responsible for?
Yeah, man.
But it's love, man. When you're responsible for someone and you love them, it's just an act of love.
Also, when have you ever gotten an achievement and you're the only one who clapped for yourself? There was no people clapping and we've lived our lives in performance. Why change now? You know what I mean? When did you get invited to like an award ceremony and they only invited your parents because you won an award? No, man, they invite everyone's parents to see you win an award also.
It's so funny that you say that because
it's the truth.
I was at this award ceremony yesterday. I think I spoke about it in the beginning, né? And I was thinking to myself, like, damn, like high school exist in different forms. It just depends on how much money you have. Right? Because I'm at this award ceremony hosted by YouTube. Mm. They've invited their clients and they're basically announcing the best adverts.
Yeah.
Right?
This is great for business integration.
You get what I'm saying? Now they've got the heads of Google Africa, the heads of Google Sub-Saharan Africa. They've got like all these like
keynote speakers,
key opinion leaders and all these people that like have impact in and power in the space, and then they have their clients.
Yeah.
And it made me think that, damn, like in life, Vela, like for life to exist, there needs to always be like levels. I'm not explaining what I'm saying.
There must be something you can win.
There must be something you can win, and there must be levels. For. Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like people yearn for that and need that. Because I was even telling Sikli, I'm like, dude, I need to do something like this in my space. Because if I can do this, you basically are at the core center of how
the
all these people are going to now.
Yeah.
Speak to each other and relate to each other and do business.
Mm.
I was just, I was just thinking about that. I think we can all apply that in our lives, right? Like if you sell candles, be a part of the candle community and then have like a candle award.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Be the leader in the space using what already works, which is like an award system.
Just tie people together. Be the magnet.
Be the magnet.
Be the magnet. Don't be the thing that gets magnetized. Be the magnet.
Nah, wait, no, man. Let's talk about financial wisdom. Yeah? So parents always say, save money. Don't take risks. Do what you think. Do you think that... Sorry. So let's say, save money. Don't take risks. Do you think that type of advice also still applies in this economy?
What a privilege it is to be able to save money, man.
I don't think
in
so.
In SA.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think...
You lost 56% now over public opinion.
Let me land, right? So I think life is tough. The economy sucks, right? Yeah. But we all want to live within our means.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Saving only works when you live not within your means,
but just below,
but maybe 20% below your means. So you can make 5,000 rand a month.
Yeah.
And you know when you can get Burger King here and there, a McDonald's, you can buy a new piece of furniture, you can do these things. If you had to just remove the McDonald's, remove the Burger King, you know, toss out your bread, peanut butter, even buy
ham,
ham and cheese and stuff, you can start to save. So I think people don't save because of lack of discipline. I haven't saved for the longest time because of lack of discipline.
Yeah.
I'm saving now because of new formed discipline.
Yeah.
So I think even if you make 10 Rand, you can save 2 Rand. And I think we should save according to what we make. The flop is that, like, let's say somebody averages around 10,000 Rand a month. Né?
Yeah.
When you save 200 Rand, it feels like insignificant.
But over time.
But over time is significant. So we need to educate ourselves on the power of saving long term and where to put that money. Because saving isn't taking 200 Rand and putting it into your savings account.
In another account, yeah.
Like, put it somewhere where you can grow. Like, there's S&P 500, there's ETFs, which are proven to grow faster than what the bank will give you. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, it'll fluctuate, but then it's more guaranteed.
Mm.
So I think saving is tough, but it's a matter of discipline. Because how can I put this trend away when I could be buying a new watch?
So for you, you'd say, like, our parents are still right on, like, the save mentality, invest mentality, like, it's still applicable.
I think it's still applicable. I think it makes a lot of sense. I just feel like, I mean, I'm not in a corporate background, right? But I feel like because I'm not in a corporate background, so I can only speak for people that are in informal work opportunities, like freelancers. Because I'm in that space, it's difficult to save because it's like I'm not getting a guaranteed amount every single month.
Yeah.
But that should be enforcing me to save more.
More, yeah.
Because of how unstable my work environment is, which is what I've been doing. But I've been saving now in my personal capacity. For the longest time, I used to save in my company's capacity. So my company would have funds. But then I was reminded like 6 months ago, they're like, yo, dude, Tata Rampedi also exists. Everything that you do, you need to consider him. So how does his savings look like? And I was like, oh, his savings aren't great, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I took a lump sum of the money that I've been making. I put away into savings. I put everything into like, okay, I want to give financial, because people are going to do what I do and then they might not work out. But I put it into ETFs.
Yeah.
And now I'm putting every month.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. To save as Tata Rampedi. Mm. So when it's time to do something that requires a deposit, there's something.
At least, yeah.
Because we can't live on the future of one day I'm going to be that guy, I'm going to be super successful.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have buy a BMW, and then I'm going to get a house right after.
Because as you make more money, your quality of life also increases. So you go from making...
Life becomes more expensive.
Yeah, you go from making 5K, you spend 4.5. Now you make 10K, you learn how to spend 8.5. Yeah. You make 20K, you will know how to spend 18.5. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. So yeah. So I think our parents' advice is still correct there. What about respect and independence? How do we respect our parents' wisdom without letting them dictate our entire lives? You know, your parents can tell you move in this direction and you feel like that direction is wrong. How would you communicate to your parents? Is it possible to honor their values while still living your own truth?
So me, I'm black, so everything must be based on money. So when you say, like, for example, I hate and like how my parents move, but I also love it at the same time.
Yeah.
Because there's one part of me that wishes that, like, my parents were still paying for things and what, coming to me and patting on my back, maybe paying 20% of my rent or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's also another part of me that's like, no, this is your dream. You're going to be a man and take action of your dream, right? Mm. If you don't want to do your dream and go to what we have dreams for you, you can come here and we will fund it because that's what we want for you.
Yeah,
but anything that I truly believe that, like, if you have a dream that's not in the same path or route as the dream that your parents have for you, you need to make a monetary plan to sustain that dream.
Yeah,
that's just a fact. Don't think that, like, your parents, you're entitled to your parents' money to support that dream now. No, your parents raised you to be a doctor, bro. And now you want to say, you know, welcome back to my YouTube channel. That's a different dream that they had for them. How can we invest in something that we don't believe in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As a parent, how do you invest in something you don't believe in? You know what I mean? As a career path, for example.
It'll feel like a foolish move.
It'll feel like a foolish move. That is why a person needs to do it themselves. You know what I mean?
I always hear kids like, yo, dude, like university is 3 years. It's like 70K a month. If my mom just gave me like 140, boy, I'd make a banger song right now. Poison, my career would blow off, dog. Like, I'd be on the recent Nasty C level.
I think we all feel like that, man. We all feel that talented. I feel that talented, Tato.
Yeah.
You feel that talented. Because it goes from 100,000. I always used to say that statement.
Yeah.
And then it goes from 100,000 to, no, if I only had 5 million. Then you can, you know, you can fail 5 million.
True.
It's not a dependent on the money. It's dependent on the person. You know what I mean? So there's a reason Aries could do it. There's a reason SDC could do it. But there's another reason others that we don't remember couldn't do it.
Yeah. And I feel like if we obey our parents blindly, we could end up living a life that they wanted to live.
Yeah.
Because we mustn't forget, parents are also human beings, right? Mm. They had a plan for themselves. Like, I know my father. My father, I know for a fact, my dad wanted to be an engineer.
Yeah.
That's why I am an engineer. That's why my sister studied engineering. So every once a week, we'd hear, become an engineer, because that's what he wanted for himself, right?
Yeah, surreal.
And I know the same thing happened to him, which is so funny. Like, I think my grandfather had certain plans for my dad.
Yeah.
And then he didn't go into that route. Yeah. I think my dad, papa wanted to make movies and be in the film space.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm like, dude, you know how it's like.
Books.
Well, the books came later after working. He wanted to make movies. He was on radio in university. Yes. He wanted to be a director.
Yeah.
So now, like, I feel like if I had to follow my dad's advice, I'd be working a corporate job in engineering. I might have loved it. I could be driving in a very nice car. Yeah. I could be in a home. But would I be, like, fulfilled? Would I be happy? I think happiness is more important than success.
Don't love your job. Job your love.
Job your love.
That's what the kids are saying these days.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, our parents weren't wrong. They just gave advice based off what they knew, né? And I think our responsibility as people that are growing up, that are tasting life, that are becoming more educated, is to make our own decisions in a way that's still respectful. Yeah. Like Lebo mentioned earlier, it's so important for you to say, if I'm going to take this risk financially, that's on you.
Mm.
And how do you, you know, execute that risk
by yourself?
Because I feel like that's also very powerful. I mean, I was told to not do many things by my parents,
yeah,
but I still did them. Mm. Like, I was told to quit YouTube by my parents multiple times. Mm. Like, quit YouTube, focus on engineering. But I'm like, nah, guys, trust me. Like, I know I'm failing right now, but I'm going to get this degree and then I'm going to do my own thing. Mm. And I feel like if we just push through and find a way to balance it, you can really do what makes sense for you. Because at the end of the day, life is for you to live. Like Lebo said, like, Gen Z, millennials, we've been working. We've been doing work for work, and then we find happiness and joy in other spaces. And I believe that's how it should be. And I think we're blessed because of COVID, because now we've got, like, different
levels of jobs.
Jobs, work environments. Like, you'd have to go to office now, 8 to 5.
The tradition was broken.
Yeah. Like, now even us as, like, young employers, we can let our team come in when it's time to work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to see Thabang here at 8 because he's working full time. Like, he can come in.
Whereas traditionally speaking, Thabang would be at 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. with one shoot in one between. Shoot,
only working for 2 hours.
Which makes no sense, bro.
Yeah. So I think we should be moving with the times and the changes. Bro. Do you have any closing remarks before we go into top 5?
I just want to say that, like, you know, there's a reason that we call them elders. They've seen the world.
Yes.
They've aged with the world. Their advice is gold.
Yeah,
worth more than money. Mm-hmm. It's worth more than the current currency, whatever. The advice from the person that's already lived the life that you're going to go through is worth more than you know. That's why having an older brother also sometimes goes crazy, because he can advise you on things that you're going to go through in 2 years, 1 year, 3 years. If he was not here, no one was there to advise me.
Yeah.
People would pay. You know, people would pay for your advice.
Yeah.
Others get it for free. Please take the advice of the people around you very seriously.
Yeah.
Especially those that are educated, that you look at their lives and say, I could live it.
Yeah.
Listen to them when they speak. Yeah. Listen to them. You just keep quiet and listen. Even if they say that you must become an astronaut next year, just agree and listen to the rest of the message. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah, just agree and listen to the rest of the message.
Yeah. Do you have a top 5 for us for today?
No, I don't have a top 5.
Yeah, I don't have a top 5 too. So I think I want to say this. I think I want to start giving you guys something actionable to do. at the end of these podcasts. So if you make it this far, shout out to you. You really are a cedar.
Yeah.
I want to say, I want to challenge you guys to write your story. Like, how do you envision your next 10 years? Don't do like a 10-year plan, short-term, long-term goals. Write a romantic story between you and your external factors and relationships. And like, you know, paint that picture for yourself.
I can't wait to do mine. Watch as his hair blew in the wind.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you want to be married, if you want to have a business, if you want to be a certain managerial position, write that down. Yeah. And then also write down your day-to-day. How does that look like to you?
Yeah.
We're given this advice by Bobby a few weeks ago. I did it. I literally cried afterwards. And
really?
I was so excited and hyped up. So I think I want to challenge you guys to do it. So I think give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Next week Wednesday. Shout out. And at bowling. Yeah. Please subscribe. Seated, seated, seated with us, seated, seated, seated.